WTFR.
The problem with waiting a week is all of a sudden they sent me an email saying, you've got a COVID border pass for New South Wales. We're just warning you that if you're from Shepparton, Shepparton all of a sudden has had a massive outbreak. Isn't it convenient that whenever all the laws start to be relaxed, all of a sudden there's another massive outbreak that just comes out of fucking someone's arsehole? So they said...
They said
there's a massive outbreak. Now, if there's a massive outbreak, what I'm afraid of is that they're going to shut down the regional borders again. So yeah. if I'm scared that if we leave it for a week, by then it might be too fucking late to come and see you.
True.
You know, that's what worries me at the moment. This is what they done last time. That all of a sudden they started relaxing things, and I thought, oh, cool, we're going to be able to cross the border again soon. Oh, no. Had too many fucking Melbourneites come down and infected all of it. What a load of fucking horseshit. They've been proven wrong by 6,000 doctors and scientists now. 6,000. Globally.
I just think it's all fucking... It's bullshit. Yeah, I should just open up. We're not fucking... We're one country. Like, fuck it. Who cares?
And not just that. Fuck. Just let our immunity fucking kill it, and then it's gone. For fuck's sake. That's why it's lasting so long. Because what we've done is we've quarantined. Rather than letting the healthy go out there and just catch the fucking flu, and then our immune system kills it, it's going to stick around because we're not allowing immunity to fucking kill it.
Yeah, and the next time it's back, it's just going to do as much damage anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Because once something's been, whether it's man-made or not, it will be back.
You know, here's the thing. COVID's,
look at life.
It doesn't matter whether it's the so-called regular flu strains, whatever that is, but or the COVID family, right? We had COVID-17 back in 2010. I love how they won't talk about that because that was fucking, what, 5-6 times worse than fucking COVID-19. And we're always going to get the part of the COVID family. We're going to get the regular flu strains. They're all going to be as bad as fucking each other. So we might as well let our immune systems just deal with it like we always fucking have, and rather than shut down the whole fucking world.
Yeah. But then, like, as I said, next time it comes around, it wouldn't be a big deal if our immune system was used to it because it's used to it.
Yeah, yeah.
But as it is, they're going to make a big deal out of it again next time around.
That's right. It'll go... This is going to happen until we get to the point of martial law. They want to shut us down.
It's going to keep happening until everyone in the fucking world has at least had it once, and then they're going to go, oh, it's not that bad. Everyone's fucking immune to it now.
Well, I hope it gets to that.
I
hope it gets to that, but as soon as the mainstream media stick their nose in, Dino, and say, oh, we need to shut down the world again, it's fucking done because too many people believe it.
It's fucking stupid.
It's really fucking retarded. It's killing people. The suicide rate is higher than that of any flu strain that's killed us, aside from the 1918 flu pandemic, right? It's higher than it's ever been before because it's unhealthy mentally. There's now over 6,000 doctors and scientists coming out saying, fuck this lockdown off. You've got to allow people to get sick. Otherwise, they're going to fucking...
But no, you've got to allow people to see people.
Yeah.
Not that the way... See, I am very, very lucky in the perspective that... me more so, in the perspective that we have no friends, so we don't really... Because we don't talk to anyone outside of work.
Right, yeah.
But we still got to go to work.
Yeah.
The only thing that got fucked up with us two... is one day a week for 3 hours, and that was when the clubs were shut, because me and her used to go out for lunch on a Friday every week. That used to be our time together.
Yep, yep.
It's the only thing that changed with us.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Other than that, we did nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we don't see anyone. So we're very lucky in that perspective.
Yeah.
But I could see how the suicide would be up.
Yeah.
So many people rely on people.
Yeah.
Just to get by. Like,
we're social, humans are social animals, so yeah. I mean, I've got a select few friends, as you know, like, for instance, you, the captain, OB, and that's about it, and I'm just happy to stick with them, because on the most part, as we can see with what's going on to these days, people suck. They're fucking morons.
Yeah.
I don't want to be around them any more than you do. But you know what, it still affects me big time when I have to be riding down the rail trail, and some fuck... even though it's exercise, and it's within the rules to say, oh, well, if it's exercise, you don't need to wear the mask. Oh, I wonder why. Because there's too much carbon dioxide going back into your fucking body. That's why. Another reason these masks
are
great.
You've got that against you, too.
Yeah, that's what happens is I'm riding down that rail trail, and you've got some dirty fuckhead that thinks that he can invade my privacy and my right to decide for what's good for me and say, where's your mask? And then they wonder why I get up there and just go, oh, fuck off, idiot. Did I ask for your fucking opinion? You want to wear it? Go ahead. But don't fucking force that shit on me. You know?
And do you know what's really stupid about that?
Yeah.
Okay. If they're wearing their mask, right?
Yeah, I know.
They wear their mask and you cough and sneeze. They're obviously protected because that's what the mask is meant to do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they're told, so that's why they do it. Okay, yeah. Whether it does or not, which it wouldn't work, because as soon as it hits you, it'll be on you, then you just touch another part, you fucking got it, who cares?
That's right.
But in their own fucked up head, they're wearing the mask because it works.
Yeah.
Because they got told to, it works, and they're listening to it. Now,
this is the thing, though, that's what they're told. They're told it works, but it fucking doesn't.
That's what I mean. Yeah. That's what I said to you, it won't work. As soon as it hits your body, you're going to touch another part of your body, and it's going to be just all over you. Who gives a fuck, you've got it.
Yeah, exactly.
But my point to this whole fucking bit here is, if you're not wearing a mask, why would they fucking even give a fuck? Because if they're protected, they're wearing a mask, the only person that's going to catch it is you.
Yeah, I know.
Like, if that was me, right?
Yeah.
And I wore the mask and I saw you without a mask, the only thing I think is, that fucking idiot's going to catch it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, the same.
Why even stick your fucking nose in?
Like, it's the fucking theory. It's the same fucking theory that makes me laugh with helmets, right? When someone says to me,
I'm going to die, not you.
Exactly, I'm the one who's going to fall and apparently hurt my head, even though we grew up. Remember you and I on push bikes? We were suicidal. And we're still fucking here. You know what I mean? So I look at them, and especially when they go, where's your helmet? Put your helmet on. I lock up the brakes and I turn around and I go, or? And they've got nothing to say. How are they going to answer that? You know what I mean? Like, what are they going to say? Or I'll kick your ass. Because if they say, oh, I'll kick your ass, you say, that makes a lot of sense, motherfucker. You want me to put my helmet on, and the only reason you would want that is for my own good. But then you want to kick the shit out of me because I'm not wearing it. You're a fucking retard.
Exactly. Like, it's just so dumb. Like, people, I swear, people say the most fucking stupidest things. And it's not even a blonde thing. Like, normally you pick on blondes for being dumb, but these things that they say, is that fucking retarded and makes no sense? You can't even call it a blonde thing. Even a blonde would be smarter than that. A blonde would just say something bimbo-y. These fuckheads say something so stupid, you just look at them like, what the fuck, man? I should knock the fuck out of you just because you made no sense.
Yeah, you're right. That's where I stand now. I should beat the fuck out of you because you're so fucking dumb. You are so dumb. I'm surprised you were able to breathe when you came out of the fucking womb. Seriously.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Like, some of the things they say. But in general, like, mind your business. The only time I ever get in anyone's business.
Yeah.
I will always stick up for a woman, even if she's getting belted by a bloke.
Well, it depends if she was beating him up first, you know what I mean?
Look, if she was butch, and I've met some butch, like Jeremy's cousins and shit, she was butch. If she was butch and he just slapped her, like, fucked her off, so be it. If he was punching her to the point where she could not do anything and he was going to put her in hospital, I'd stop him, regardless if it was her fault or not.
Right,
like, motherfucker, knock her out, but that's it. Fucking leave her alone.
I just said, look, if I come across that situation where two people are beating the snot out of each other, I just sort of look at it and have a bit of a giggle. But then if it does get out of hand and you have to break it up, then I break it up. I stand in the middle of it and I just say, what the fuck are you doing? Like, come on now. He's making me laugh, you know. And but then, if it's just him being a total cunt out of wanting to beat a woman because he thinks he can, you're going to drop him. But if it was her that walked up and fucking slam, and he's saying, "Hey, knock it off, or I'm going to smoke you one in the mouth, knock it off," and then he smokes it one in the fucking mouth, I'll just be like, "Hey, you deserved it, bitch."
Exactly. Look, I'm not dead against that at all.
Yeah,
but 80% of the time, if a bloke beats the shit out of a woman in public, it's because he started
it. I don't know about that. I've seen
Because, look, I take away drunkenness, because the woman will just go smash a bloke anyway, she's drunk, and then he'll just slap her back.
Mm.
But I mean, like, someone actually full-on hitting her.
Yeah.
I think he would start it in pub, because if he was self-defending, he would give her a slap, or he would hold her and say, what the fuck are you doing? Leave me alone. Like, we're in public.
Mm, yeah.
If decent blokes, like, if I was getting the shit belted out of me at home, not that people would do it, I'd fucking slap her so hard. I'd be like, fuck off, away from me.
Yeah.
If she did it in public, there's no way I'd hit her.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't want to be judged like that. Do you know what I mean?
I hear what you're saying, but even men themselves can get to a fucking point where they fly into a fucking rage after they've had to put up with the fucking mole for God knows how many years of shit, and then all of a sudden he just lets rip.
This dude should be belted for blowing up with him for that. He's like, what the fuck are you doing, you idiot?
I do know what you're talking
about. You deserve to be hit then.
I do know what you're talking about, though. You know, like, on the most part, I hear what you're saying. Like, on the most part, if a bloke's out there just whooping her fucking ass, you have to ask what the fuck's going on there.
Yeah, exactly.
Because us men, like you said, us decent men, we just tend to sort of whack them around the fucking head and say, what the fuck's wrong with you? Touch me again, I'm gonna whoop your ass.
Yeah. If she ever smashed me, which I don't think she would, if she ever smashed me, I'd probably deserve it. But just so I didn't deserve it, and she smashed me, one or two things will happen. I'll push it that hard that she'll go flying into the wall.
Yeah.
I'll be like, get the fuck off me.
Yeah.
Or I'll give her the hardest backhand I've ever given a woman. I'll just fucking bang. Yeah. Leave me alone, bitch, or you will die.
Yeah, that's it. You've also got to look at the side to where you get walk up, like, she comes up to you and she starts beating the shit out of you, right? Hypothetically speaking. And then you start defending yourself, like going, fuck off. And then she just keeps coming back and fucking bam, bam. And then you go, fuck off. That's when you have to get a bit rough and walk in and go, bam, bam, bam. And then drop her on the ground and say, now, I told you to fuck off.
I reckon the only thing it would take is a fucking hard backhand from me.
Yeah.
One really hard one. And she'll be like, I'm fucking calling the cops. I'm like, calling. Look at all my marks, bitch. I've got fucking scratches.
Yeah, well,
what are you doing?
Yeah, well, and also the Howzos are a really good example to take. I'll tell you why. Because the Howzo females, they're as tough as nails. They will go and they will go, you fucking bastard, I'm going to fucking kill you, mate. I'm going to fucking... And they'll come in and they'll start swiping at you, fucking bam, bam, bam.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. I'll punch the fuck out. Here's exactly my point.
That's exactly my point. So if you're walking down the street and you see this guy laying into this chick, you might think that he's the one at fault. But if you're in Howzo territory, guess what? It's more than likely the chick that started it and kept hitting and laying into him, and now he's just going like, fuck off, you fucking stupid fucking bitch.
Oh, fuck, I'm telling you, she's still going, come on, cunt. I'll fucking smash you when I get up.
Oh, yeah, they're as tough as nails. You know, the moccasin, we call them the moccasin girls, where they're walking along, they're in their moccasins. Yeah. They're wearing a singlet with no bra, and they've got a cigarette hanging out of their mouth, hair down to their ass, and they're like, yeah, Lynn, let's go and get some fish and chips, mate. I'm thinking, fuck, I hope we don't have to get in the boxing ring with her anytime fucking soon.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, yeah.
1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York.
107.9 FM. WTFR.